This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Outdoor classrooms, free breakfasts, and better training for teachers on how to use technology are several ways students say Colorado should use federal stimulus dollars. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
State education officials have solicited input from principals, teachers, and students on how to spend $132 million in federal money. 17-year-old Gianni Vinegas wants money to go to counseling services that prepare students for college and for after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Club.
It was really important to have somewhere that you can go where people will guide you or you find your own community.
Students also want money targeted at better internet connection, tutoring, and special projects like coding. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state's independent redistricting commissions have launched a statewide tour to hear from the public about the process that will redraw election districts across Colorado. Robin Shepper is a member of the Legislative Redistricting Commission.
Not every commissioner knows every corner of the state, and the staff people are on the front range. They don't know every corner of the state either. So it's important for all of us to hear from communities of what's important, where the line should be drawn.
In-person events will be held in Arvada, Denver, and Fort Collins this week as part of more than 30 across the state. You can comment on the proposed maps and find more information at redistricting.colorado.gov. And after 2.5 years, construction in Boulder Canyon on Highway 119 is finally complete. The highway was damaged in the 2013 floods, which cut off thousands of people from emergency services. CDOT says the mountainous highway between Boulder and Nederland should now be more resilient to future floods. 13 miles of the highway were repaved, and 2 miles were entirely redesigned, among other renovations. Areas of smoke likely across